My guest at this time is Harvard University law professor Alan Dershowitz. Also an acclaimed defense attorney, Mr. Dershowitz is a strong supporter of Israel and speaks out often on the Israeli versus Palestinian debate. His most recent book is Terror Tunnels, The Case for Israel's Just War Against Hamas. He joins me now to specifically discuss Tuesday's murder of five people at a Jerusalem synagogue, including three Americans. And Mr. Dershowitz, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. It's a sad day. I knew one of the people who was killed and his family very well. They're Bostonians. They grew up right near me. The mother of the man who was killed was my children's high school teacher. It's a wonderful, wonderful family, not political, just scholars and very, very deeply religious people who don't hate Palestinians and, you know, who have no really strong political views.
You had Benjamin Netanyahu essentially begging for international condemnation here, and you had the president saying that Mahmoud Abbas has, in fact, condemned this act. So what's your sense on how much outrage there actually is on this?
There's very little outrage. President Obama and John Kerry had to twist Abbas's arm. Abbas is largely responsible for this. He talked about Jews, quote, Jews infecting the Temple Mount. He called for Muslims to protect the Temple Mount. He basically incited this. Did he intend it? Probably not. But his words carry very great power. And he also, and the Palestinian Authority named parks after terrorists and murderers, named athletic fields after them, put their posters up. And then after this horrible, horrible massacre, immediately there was dancing in the streets in Gaza and Ramallah and Bethlehem and Nablus and celebration of these murders. So although the great tragedy occurred in the synagogue, the most important events occurred before the incitement and after the glee. And how did the world respond? Spain unilaterally voted in Parliament to recognize the Palestinian state without asking them even to stop terrorism.
Mr. Dershowitz, given your very accurate description there about the reaction in the streets of the Palestinian areas of the Middle East following these heinous murders, what does that tell us about the odds of ever making any progress there?
It's going to be very hard because the Palestinians are trying to turn this into a religious dispute, not a political dispute. Political disputes can be resolved by compromise. But if you think your God has told you not to allow the Jews to have a nation state of their own, no matter how small the size of a postage stamp, as one Islamic leader put it, it's very hard to compromise with that situation. Just compare what Netanyahu said yesterday after, you know, clearly condemning the atrocious act. He then went on to admonish the Israeli citizens not to take revenge, not to take the law into their own hands, to keep calm. It's exactly the opposite of what Palestinian leaders say all the time. Can you imagine if an Israeli soldier had walked into a mosque and had murdered four imams at prayer? The entire world would be aflame about this. And yet we see very little condemnation. Oh, you see the usual kind of ritual formalistic condemnation, but you don't see the kind of outrage that one would expect. And you don't see the kind of outrage that one gets when Israel builds an extra bathroom or living room somewhere in the West Bank. That results in more condemnation than the international community seems to be able to muster against this. United Nations, silence. Most of the Arab states, silence. We're not seeing condemnation. We're not seeing outrage from many of the European leaders.
Mr. Dershowitz, we've referred to it a couple of times here, but here's a little bit more of the president's statement on it yesterday after condemning the attacks and saying that the United States agrees with those families affected.
Not enough. President Abbas has strongly condemned the attacks. Tragically, this is not the first loss of life that we have seen in recent months. Too many Israelis have died, too many Palestinians have died. And at this difficult time, I think it's important for both Palestinians and Israelis to try to work together to lower tensions and to reject violence.
A lot of folks calling that moral equivalence, Mr. Dershowitz.
It's moral equivalence. It was the wrong statement. It had all the wrong tone. It had all the wrong content. At this point in time, you unilaterally condemn only the Palestinian Authority and Hamas for incentivizing and inciting this kind of thing. You don't bring it together with how many Palestinians may have died because they were being used as human shields. You don't create moral equivalence. That's what the president's done. That just incentivizes these to occur over and over again. The Hamas is happy with moral equivalence. It gives them the kind of legitimacy that they don't deserve, the kind of legitimacy that Bishop Tutu and Jimmy Carter give them, but I would expect more of our president.
Does that mean we're emboldening them on some level?
I do think so. I think we're emboldening them. We're telling them that if they continue what the New York Times calls the cycle of violence, it's not a cycle, it all begins on the Palestinian side, and Israel waits and waits and waits and then has to respond. It's not a cycle of violence. But when you call it a cycle of violence, you say each is equally deserving of condemnation, and that always is going to encourage terrorism. The reason we have so much terrorism is that terrorism works. Terrorism is rewarded. Why are the Palestinians so popular today on academic campuses and at the UN and European capitals? Because they have used terrorism over and over and over again. Nobody's heard of the Kurds because they haven't used terrorism to a great extent. And yet the Kurds, there are many more of them, they're much more worthy of a state than the Palestinians and the Tibetans, but they're getting nowhere because terrorism works and it brings groups to the attention of the world. And if we don't stop terrorism in the Middle East, it's coming to a theater near you because it's an effective tactic today, unfortunately.
Mr. Dershowitz, even when we've had presidents who had taken a much stronger public defense of Israel, most of the rest of the world doesn't follow suit. What could this administration be doing right now to make a bigger difference in the opposite direction?
Well, first, they have to make a good deal with Iran or no deal. You can't make a bad deal with Iran. Iran is the greatest exporter of terrorism in the world. They're dancing in the streets, too. And if you think it's bad to have a few terrorists with axes and guns and knives walk into a synagogue, just wait until terrorists begin to have nuclear weapons, and that will happen if Iran has a decent deal that will allow it to become a threshold nuclear state.
Sir, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate
it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye. Absolutely. Alan Dershowitz, a Harvard University law professor, acclaimed defense attorney, author of many books, the latest on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Terror Tunnels, the Case for Israel's Just War Against Hamas. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.